The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Jimmy Greer and his orchestra open the show with They All Laugh. If you want your car to always look beautiful and bright, shining like new, protected from scratches and road film, then wax your car now with Johnson's Auto Wax. First, clean the finish with Johnson's Auto Cleaner, a new type liquid cleaner that removes all dirt and discoloration as if by magic, without scratching the finish. It's so easy to apply Johnson's Auto Cleaner. It dries quickly to a white powder. When you wipe off the powder, there stands your car with a beautiful, gleaming polish, lovely as new. Now, it's important to protect the shining polish with Johnson's Auto Wax, the remarkable easy-to-use wax that gives longer wear and saves the finish from the injurious rays of the sun, from rain, sleet, dirt, and grime. Once your car is wearing a coat of wax protection, you'll be saved many car washings, and the trade-in value will be greatly increased. Fibber and Molly have arrived in Hollywood and are settled down. They're staying at the Clean Rooms Hotel, electric light in every room. And here, looking forward to hearing from the studio about their moving picture, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, quit posing in front of the mirror all the time.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out my best camera angles, Molly. Oh. Which is my best profile, left or right?
Well, a bird's eye view would be good from about 8 miles up.
Oh, I don't know. I've been told I had plenty of personality.
Oh.
You know, I like to play them kind of gay society scenes where I hop over a tennis net and walk up to the camera with a kind of a reckless smile. Then when... Hello? Ronald McGee speaking.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Send him up. Hot dog. Photographers want some still pictures of him.
They'll never be able to get a still picture of your chin. Where do you get that Ronald stuff?
Well, I'm thinking of changing my name for the film. Fibber's kind of ordinary. I kind of like Ronald. Or how about Gary? Yeah. Gary McGee. Not bad. Or maybe one of them double-barreled names like Edward Everett McGee. No, that's...
Come in.
Hi, bud. Glad to see you. Now, just how do you want us to pose for these two?
Just hold that pose a minute. That's swell.
Who?
Okay, I got it. Now, one of the ladies. No. Just sit still. I got it. Great stuff, kids. Now, another one of Shorty there. Hold that, brother. No. Keep your mouth open. Great. I got it.
Well, say, how about taking us...
Move over to the left a little.
Who?
Swell. I got it. Now, get together. Hold hands. Look happy. Happy, I said, not sappy.
Oh.
Swell. I got it. Much obliged, folks.
Well, heavenly days are these pictures.
Sorry, can't stop to talk. Got another assignment.
Well, listen, tell Paramount to save some prints for us.
What's Paramount got to do with it?
Well, aren't you from Paramount?
No, I... Say, aren't you the two people who were just acquitted in that strangling case?
Well,
what do you mean, a strangling case?
Certainly not.
Imagine that. I got the wrong room. Sorry, folks.
Imagine that. Strangling case.
A nice reception. Quite a coincidence, too.
How?
Well, I was just thinking of something of the sort and let you quit posing in front of the mirror all the time.
Oh, well,
yeah. What are you doing with those smoke glasses? First you put them on real careful and then you snatch them off quick. Do they hurt your nose?
Oh, I just wanted to see how I look with them on, but when I get them on, I can't see. So I'm trying to see myself with them on before I can get them off. Come in. Probably some gal from a movie magazine.
Hello there. I'm the director of your pictures. Oh. Just dropped over to see if there was anything I could do for you.
Oh, how do you do, I'm sure.
Hi, Robert.
No, I don't think
there's anything you want, just speak up.
Oh, fine. I was just going to suggest...
Anything at all, remember. We're at your service here. We want you to like Hollywood, you know.
But now, isn't that nice? Well, maybe you can tell
us about... Just don't hesitate to ask for anything.
Okay. Well, how about getting...
Certainly is nice to have seen you, Mary. And you too, Jack.
Mary? Jack?
You certainly don't look like your pictures, Mr. Benny, I'm sorry to say. Well, so long. Nice to meet you.
Hey there. Well, for the...
Oh, dear, he's back again.
Quick now, show your dimple. Maybe this is somebody from Paramount. Come in.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello there.
Whom did you wish to see, please?
Well, are you Fibber McGee and Molly? Oh, you betcha, bud. You from a newspaper? Well, sit down and I'll give you an interview.
Well, you see, I...
Sit down.
Okay.
Now then, bud, in the first place, we're simple home folks. You catch on to it? We don't go in for nightclubs much. We like to sit at home in our garden.
Say, what are you talking about?
I'm giving you an interview. Well, sir, after every broadcast, we walk hand in hand up the starlit street, contented in the knowledge that our love for each other...
Say, listen. I'm Tommy Harris.
What paper?
McGee, he isn't from a paper. He's singing on our program. Tommy Harris, remember?
Oh, is that so? Well, why did you bust in here with a story about being on a paper?
I didn't. You said that...
Then I tell you, Harris, it's men like you that give newspapers a bad name. Trying to impersonate a reporter when all the time you don't even
McGee,
know...
McGee, he was no such a thing. You're the one who thought he was an interviewer. He just came in to introduce himself. Didn't you, Mr. Harris?
That's all. You're Molly, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We're very glad to have you with us, too.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to be with you. Say, how do you like it out here now?
Oh, well, Tommy, we've...
I was talking to Molly.
Well. Oh, it's delightful, Tommy, the climate and the palm trees and all.
Well, say, have you been any good eating places?
Well, no, Tommy. See, we haven't had...
I'm talking to Molly.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, what's the matter? You ain't mad at me, are you, Tommy? Just because I mistook you for a newsboy.
Well, I'm not a newsboy. I'm just like Jimmy Greer, you know, one of those playboys.
One of those what?
Playboys. Sometimes I find I'm in a gay mood. I want a play mood. I want to dance. Tonight I find I'm in a blue mood, and I love you mood. I want romance. Never dare to have your arms around me, not that I considered it a sin. But tonight I want your arms around me. Oh, it's the mood that I'm in. Can it be the music that they're playing? Or the magic of the violin that intrigues my heart into obeying? It's the mood that I'm in. Maybe it's the cocktail that I'm sipping that helps to put me in this frame of mind. Maybe it's because of you I'm slipping. Tonight I'm so romantically inclined. Speak to me of love with words so tender. Let the rhapsody of life begin. I could give my heart in sweet surrender. It's the mood that I'm in. Maybe it's the cocktail that I'm sipping that helps to put me in this frame of mind. Maybe it's because of you I'm slipping. Tonight I'm so romantically inclined, I don't know what to do. Speak to me of love with words so tender. Let the rhapsody of life begin. I could give my heart in sweet surrender. It's the mood that I'm in.
Well, Molly has made up Fibber's mind that he should get a job to tide them over until their picture gets underway. Under protest, she has hauled Fibber across town to answer a want ad she clipped from the paper. And here they are, ready to apply for the job.
Hey, what's the idea of making me get a job? I got a job broadcasting for Johnson's Wax and making pictures for Paramount. Why, they'll probably start me in at $20,000 a week.
Yeah, but that job may only last 8 or 10 weeks. What are you going to do the rest of the year, starve to death?
Well, I'm thrifty.
Just the same, I think you should have something steady to do.
Oh, sure.
You can make $15 or $20 a week that we could put right in the bank and forget it.
I got a better memory than that. What kind of a job is this?
Well, here it is right here.
Here?
The Watchful Eye Patrol Service. Guardians of homes, offices, stores, banks,
oh,
and so...
Oh, Molly, I don't want to be a...
Come on in.
Patrolman, eh? They'll think I got a lot of brass buttoning in like this.
Oh.
You get it, Molly? Brass button?
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. Maybe it is a little weak. Hi there, sis.
Yes? Was there something?
I'm here to answer your ad for a private patrolman.
You?
That is, me husband is.
Just a moment, I'll send you to Mr. Bell. He's the manager, and he does all the hard... Oh, here he is.
Smith, please see that the Watchful Eye Company sends flowers to the family of Patrolman Finity with the usual note of sympathy, you know. Lost on the field of action and so forth.
What happened to Patrolman Finity, Chief?
He got beat up and shot by some hoodlums last night. Oh, who are you?
Why, he's Fibber McGee, sir. We came to answer your ad for a patrolman.
Listen, Chief, I know you're a busy man, and there's no use wasting your time.
Sit down. What's your name again?
Fibber McGee, Chief. I'm Molly McGee. We're here to make a movie, and we thought that just to be on the safe side, McGee might get a job.
Oh, Fibber McGee and Molly. Say, great stuff, too.
Oh, thanks, Chief. You listen in to us often?
Well, I certainly do.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes, indeed. Which one of you plays Brother Crawford?
Well,
now, about this job, Chief.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think this little man is just the type we need. You'd be very useful to us if we ever needed to shadow somebody.
Oh, you mean I'm tenacious and resourceful, eh, Chief?
No, I mean nobody'd ever notice you.
Oh, that's so.
Yes, I think we can use you, my boy, on Finnerty's beat.
On Finnerty? The guy that got shot by the... Oh, well, I don't know, Chief. I ain't very strong.
No, but you're smart.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Molly. I do some awful dumb things sometimes. Remember the time I pushed myself...
You know,
off...
my boy, I like your modesty. Modesty and courage go hand in hand. We need brave men in this work who will pay no attention to a deadly hail of bullets, who'll face death 100 times a night without flinching.
My, it sounds real exciting.
100 times a night. See, I give my agent 10%, so that's only 90 times a night, but even then...
Now, let me have a few facts about yourself. Your height?
Oh, I'm only a little good fella. I mean, I'm only 5'6½", Chief. That's hardly tall enough.
Wait?
Yes, I think we better till sometime when
Wait,
I...
about 135. Now, how's your eyesight?
Oh, his eyes are marvelous.
Oh, now, Molly, you know I got a bad astigmatism of the upper cornea and a slight conjunctivitis in the left reflex. How could you forget that?
Well, that's fine. You'll see better in the dark. Well, you've got eyes that would make a cat happy.
Why should I make a cat happy?
Well, it's really healthy work, McGee.
Oh, yes, it is. And not only that, but you'll have the tremendous satisfaction, McGee, of knowing that you're making this a safer, happier city.
Oh, sure.
That when sooner or later you fall in the line of duty, you leave a memory of steadfastness and courage with this brave little woman you've left behind.
Oh, yeah.
McGee, come back here. Well, I didn't think I'd be left behind so soon.
Thank you.
Well, McGee, I'm glad you came back. You know, I think you have a definite place in our organization. Oh, how are you on self-defense?
Who, me? Why, shucks. When I was a special police agent in Java, Chief, I was expert in jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, my.
Jiu-jitsu McGee, the jumping, jabbing genius, jeering the jealous Javanese Johnnies, and normally jolting the jugglers of jittery jailbirds from Java to Japan.
I made it.
I ever tell you how I busted up a ring of Chinese smugglers, Chief?
No. Were you well known over there?
No. He was the cream of their java, weren't you, Sugar?
Well, that's great. But I'm afraid I won't have time to listen to you now.
That was along about 1907. Was it 08? No, it was 1909. Or was it? No, I think it was about... Well, let's see now. Zan... That's my brother, Alexander. Zan was posing for collar ads for the Wistful Vista Harness and Whip Shop in 1906. Harpo Wilcox lost a slave bracelet pulling taffy in about 96. No, I think I can definitely say that I ain't sure the year it happened.
What happened?
Well, give him time. He don't know yet himself.
Well, sir, as I...
Say... I wish you'd give my jiu-jitsu instructor the once-over, McGee.
Who, me?
We think he's pretty good, but you'll probably show him a couple of new ones.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Chief. I'm a little out of practice. Hey, don't call him!
Miss Smith, please send Matsudo in.
You
like Matsudo. He's had a lot of experience in jiu-jitsu.
Yes?
Oh, come in, Matsudo. I want you to meet Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Oh, how you do? Very happy meeting you, please.
Oh, thank you.
How are you, bud? Well, Chief, I don't think we better take any more of your time. We'll just be on our way.
No. Now, wait a minute. I want you to show Matsudo here some of your jiu-jitsu tricks.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Very, very happy. Running no trick, please. Oh, yes, very, very happy.
I was happy to ever come into this dead.
Go on, McGee. Show the little man some tricks. Don't be selfish.
Oh, shucks, I don't... That is, shucks, he's just a little fella. I don't want to pick on guys that ain't my own size.
Oh, that's all right. Matsudo is the champion wrestler of Tokyo.
Yes, champion, yes. But only knowing small tricks, please. Very happy running how new hot stuff tricks, please. Thank you very much.
This guy's a cinch, Molly. He's got asthma.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, very happy, yes.
Oh, I don't want to do it, Chief. I might hurt him.
Oh, no. Jiu-jitsu man never get hurt, thank you. Very happy you showing me no trick, please. Maybe right this one here.
Hey! Oh! Heavenly days, McGee, are you hurt? Why, he threw you 20 feet.
What do you mean he threw me? I jumped over his head. That's a little trick I picked up in Siam. Oh, that's all, Matsuda. I'll give you another lesson tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Very, very happy. Very happy. Glad fighting people who can't take it. Yes. Very happy, ma'am.
Oh, my elbow.
Oh, don't tell me you're hurt.
Oh, dear, no. Not McGee. No.
Well, I should hope not. You run into that stuff every night. Well, my boy, you're hired. $15 a week. Now, here's your badge. Here's a revolver. And you'll find a bicycle equipped with radio standing outside. Good luck.
I don't want to be a private patrolman, Molly.
McGee, think of the security. Heavenly days, $15 a week. Why, in a year or so, you might get a raise to $20. Get on the bicycle and I'll walk along beside you.
Oh, you better get on the handlebars, Molly.
Well, okay.
Can you make it?
Oh, yeah.
There you are.
Huh. All right, go ahead.
Squidge over to the left a little. You'll muffle the siren.
Thank you.
while Fibber and Molly are riding along on their police bicycle, let me tell you how you can win a handsome covered wagon auto trailer, a real home on wheels, equipped with everything you need for comfortable living. Icebox, stove, closets, water tank, and two double beds with special springs. The makers of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner are giving away 12 magnificent deluxe covered wagon trailers. One trailer each week for 12 weeks, valued at approximately $1,000 delivered to your door. You can enter this great Johnson's Auto Wax contest today. All you have to do is complete this simple sentence. I like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner because... Now just finish this sentence in 50 words or less and mail it with the top of the package in which you get your Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. Please note carefully. No entry can be considered unless the top of the Auto Wax combination package is enclosed. The easy contest rules are printed in the package. It's very important that you read the rules carefully. Now, don't delay. Get a package of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner from your regular Johnson's Wax dealer, auto supply store, garage, or gasoline filling station.
Are you perfectly uncomfortable on the handlebars there, Mrs. McGee?
Yes.
Well, ain't far before we get to my beat. Now turn the radio on and see what's doing.
Calling all bicycles. Calling all bicycles.
That's us, Molly.
How do you know?
Well, who else would get into a spot like this?
Keep a sharp lookout around Sunset and Coinga. Assault and battery on a newsstand. Movie director tears a late extra in two. That is all. Snurf.
Make a note of that, Molly. Sunset and Cowhingan.
Did you hear that, McGee?
What?
There's another message on the radio. Oh.
Calling bicycle 6 7/8. Calling bicycle 6 7/8. Keep an eye out for two-faced McCluskey. He was seen entering Grauman's Abyssinian Theater.
Two-faced McCluskey at a movie?
Yes, he likes double features. That is all.
Hey, Molly. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Me either. It ain't natural not to hear anything.
Well, heavenly days, McGee. Look at the little girl all alone.
Well, for the... Hey, what you doing out at this time of night, little girl? I says kids your age shouldn't have and ought to be out at this late. You won't be pretty when you grow up.
Oh. You must have stayed out awful late when you were little, I betcha.
Are you insinuating that I ain't handsome?
What's insinuating?
Insinuating, that means hinting.
Hmm?
I says insit... Dad, Reddit, why don't you... Insinuating is hinting.
Gee, so am I.
So are you what?
Hinting.
What are you hinting for?
I'm hinting for my doggy. He ran away and I've hinted all over for him, my bestie. Here, pancake, here, pancake.
Well, for the love of Mike, imagine that kid. Hey, Molly, who's that on that porch over there? He's been watching us for 10 minutes. Let's go investigate that guy.
How do you do, sir? My husband here is the patrolman on this beat.
Yeah, and I thought I'd see what you were up to, snooping on the stoop here.
I wasn't snooping on the stoop, my boy. I was perching on the porch.
Aha! A vagabond on the veranda.
Give an account of yourself, brother.
Well, my boy, I used to live in this mansion, but I ran away from home and went on a whaling expedition.
Oh, dear. And what happened when you came back?
My father took me to the woodshed on another one, yeah. I'm afraid, my dear, I was a wild, profligate youth, so I was cut off with a few guilders.
Guilders?
Yeah, that's nickels in the Netherlands, Molly.
Exactly. I was in Dutch, you might say. So tonight I've returned from my wanderings over the face of the globe. Pretty dirty face, if you ask me.
Well, we still don't know why you're hanging around here on a dark night.
Oh. I can explain that, too, my dear. I have returned to reclaim an old heirloom which rightfully belongs to me. A small jade statuette with an emerald in the forehead.
Well, if it's yours, why don't you just go in and ask for it, bud?
Not so, my boy, not so. I am a boomer, and we boomers are proud people. I cannot humble myself. I was told never to darken these doors again.
Well, if they'd only used Johnson's wax on the doors, they wouldn't darken so easily, and you could...
Quiet, Molly. Well, I understand how you feel, but it's a delicate situation. Suppose I go in and get the statuette for you.
Splendid, splendid. I will reward you well. You'll find it on the piano.
Okay, give me your key.
Oh, yes, my key. When did I put my key? Key, key, key. Here's a timetable on the Bloomington bus lines. Few poison darts. Ever play poison darts? Very exciting. Let's see, a burglar's jimmy.
Heavenly days, a burglar's jimmy.
Oh, yes. Always carry one to open cellophane-wrapped cigarettes with. Only thing that'll work sometimes. Yes. Here's a check for a short beer.
Well, let me take that jiffy. I'll be in a jimmy. I mean, if... you wait right here for me, bud.
No, I'll wait down the street a little ways. I guess I'm just sensitive. Good luck, my boy.
McGee, I don't like the looks of this. Now, what...
Quiet, should... Molly. This is just a case of simple justice.
And you're just as simple as you could be.
There we are. Now, you wait for me in the door here, Molly. Now, where's my flashlight? Oh, yeah. Now, the piano's right. Aha. And here's the little jade statue. I got it, Molly. Let's go, Molly.
Ooh, what about
it? Hey! Let go of me!
Heavenly days, it's
Matsudo. Aha! Little man is coming to show Japanese boy more new tricks, yes.
Oh, no.
Ah, he is so anxious to see our breaking into wonderful house, no?
Oh,
oh that's very nice.
Oh,
he's,
now,
he's,
listen, Matsy.
Oh, very happy to running new
oh,
tricks.
No.
You show me this one, a priest.
Oh, no. Dear,
dear,
oh, dear, oh, dear.
Stop
it, Matsuda. Put him down this minute.
Thank you. I am doing it.
McGee.
Calling all bicycles. Go to corner of Sunset and Hollywood. Somebody is throwing wild party.
That ain't a wild party. That's me, Zipper McGee, the movie actor.
Now, to compete in this week's contest for a deluxe covered wagon trailer as well as cash prizes, your entry must be received by S.C. Johnson & Son, Racine, Wisconsin, by midnight next Saturday, May 15th. Every Saturday night thereafter, another week's contest closes. Winners' names will be announced each Monday night on this program. Complete contest rules will be found in the special Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner combination package at your dealers. Get your package today. Be sure to read the rules carefully, and remember, you must enclose a package stop with each entry. Now, you have as good a chance as anyone to win a luxurious covered wagon trailer. And now, a reminder to all Johnson Wax dealers, auto supply stores, garage, or gasoline retailers. You can best tie up with this great trailer contest by displaying prominently the special combination Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner package. You charge your customer for the cleaner only. The 30-cent can of auto wax is given free. Ask your jobber for details.
Hey, Molly.
Yes?
What happened to my handcuffs? I can't find them anyplace.
Well, McGee, you've had them fastened to your legs all evening.
Well, no wonder I had a hard time pedaling that bicycle. I thought those were pants guards. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin. Bidding you good night and inviting you all to join us again next week at this same time. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.